have two very special friends with us today, and it's all about veterans. I would like to have you meet Nutmeg Cares Giving Program. Nutmeg Cares has some tremendous people. The Nutmeg Cares Giving Program is reaching out to veterans. Jeremy Smith is sitting here with Dan and myself. And I have to smile because Dan is in an Escape Ford. I'm in an Escape Ford. The same vehicles parked side by side. And sitting next to me is Mr. Monaco. Yes, Michael Monaco and the Monaco family. And this is where I hauled Dan out there. And by gosh, he got into the Escape. And Dan, you said that...
I'll never own another vehicle but a Ford, Brad.
Yeah, there it is.
I'll tell you that.
Well, you're a better salesman than I am, I guess, Brad.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Good. And Michael is a former Marine and has worked a great deal for veterans. And it's great to have you here, Jeremy.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Brad and Dan.
Jeremy, let's start. And both Jeremy and Michael are in our Touch Points Rehab interview chairs. Jeremy, start by talking about the Nutmeg Cares Giving Program.
So Nutmeg Technologies, we're an IT firm out of South Windsor, Connecticut. We've been around since 2007, and we used to just donate money to a charity here or there, and this spring we actually decided to start a foundation where we could channel that money into certain mechanisms. This year we're really focusing on veterans, children, and women, and this aligned really well with us.
And again, Michael, I remember so well when you were doing this with the whole family. I mean, this is part of your life, veterans. And maybe you can go back and just tell the listeners this morning some of the things that this program has done. And of course, it goes back to a member of your family.
Right. So the detachment is actually named after my great uncle who was killed in Korea. I got out of the Marine Corps in 2007. Back in 2011, the detachment was basically kind of stagnant. So we got a couple Marines and some FMF corpsmen together and really got back at it. So our detachment's grown. We have over 100 members right now, anywhere from 94 years old to 19. Iwo Jima survivor. So that's very important to us to have a big age gap, basically.
And you raised a lot of money.
Ton of money. So this year is our Hike 5 event. It's our fifth year. And then I remember in the first year when you helped us, you actually broadcast there live. One of your listeners actually donated $7,000 to us.
Yeah. Jeremy, explain how you and Michael were able to align with this particular cause.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Great. Well, I have to thank our director of marketing, Faith Zeller. She's really been integral in this organization here. She's been involved with Mike for a while here. We basically went out and pulled a bunch of different organizations and took a look at what would be a really good fit for Nutmeg. We really like to stay local in the community, Glastonbury, South Windsor, real close ties. And that's kind of how we've gotten aligned, and I think Mike can speak a little bit to our involvement and how Dee and Faith have really helped out here.
Yeah, so Jeremy's been great, basically letting his whole staff work with us. Hopefully they're actually getting some work done other than just helping us. It's been quite a bit of work. So several hours a day that they've been helping out between reaching out to different businesses and things of that sort to try and get some funding and also get us some hikers for our big hike coming up.
It's a big hike. Just explain some of this. I don't think the folks realize how big it is. By the way, the event date, my friends, is May the 20th, okay? Start 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's at the Riverfront Community Center, 300 Wells Street in Glastonbury, and it's just $5. That's the cost.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about more than just the hike, right? We have a huge community involvement as well. We're looking to get as many community members out there. It's $5 per person. There's a lot of great things for them to do while they're out there. You know, from our perspective, it's really close to our heart at Nutmeg. We hire a few veterans as well, Vietnam veterans, and my uncle was in Vietnam. Both of them were in Vietnam, and we find that having veterans or people of the service in our business helps a lot from a structure and discipline perspective. So whatever we can do from that perspective is great.
You know, and that's why I love to drive out to Monaco Ford. You got the flags. Huh? We got the American flag. We got the Marine Corps flag. How many flags you got up there now? Four, I think, isn't it?
No, there's three hanging up there, but the Marine flag's been hanging way before I was born from my great uncles. Both two of them were Marines.
And your great uncle was in the Corps, too.
Yeah, two of them.
Two right. of them.
Yeah, one was killed, and the other one was pretty much why I joined.
Which uncle was...
It's Peter Jr., Junie, yeah.
Well, you have always been the whole family, and I think this is why you're successful. I really do.
I would hope that it definitely has something to do with it. I'm definitely come from a big military background, so it's very important to us.
Jeremy, what was the impetus for Nutmeg Cares Giving Program to focus on the veterans?
Well, we formed a committee this year and decided that instead of everybody who walks through the door just giving a check here or there, that we'd really take a look at our employee base and say, what are our employees looking to do and what's close to their heart? So we sat down as a group, 10 members, and decided that, like I had said earlier, women, children, and veterans was really close to all of our hearts. We see the challenges out there. You know, these veterans do a tremendous service for us. Nutmeg wouldn't be where it was today, and we wouldn't have the freedoms we have today if it wasn't for our veterans. So we feel that's a very important cause, and it's one that we'll continue to work on year over year. There's a few causes that we think will continue to rotate in and out, but, you know, veterans are one that I think are going to stick around with us for a long time. They're very close to our heart. You know, we're very blessed to have what we have here in this country, and if it wasn't for the veterans, I'm not sure we'd be in the position we're in right now.
And, you know, when I think of what you folks have also done for the South Park Inn, we have 23 veterans who are there, and that's one of the sad things, that there are so many veterans who need help, and to have organizations like yourself and like Monaco Ford, it's just incredible. It really is.
Brad, joining us in studio, Jeremy Smith of the Nutmeg Cares Giving Program, Michael Monaco of the Peter P. Monaco Detachment 40, the big event taking place on May the 20th. It's really two events in one, Michael. So let's start with the hike. Talk about that.
So right now we have 156 veterans from all branches, all eras signed up to hike 22K, which is 13.67
miles.
150? 156 Whoa. Right now. So our goal was 150, which obviously we've beaten that. But right now we just want to keep running with it. We can basically accept up to over 200. So I'm looking for people to sign up any branch of service, any time frame that they served. So they can go to our website, mcldet40.org, and sign up right there. Anybody that would like to donate there, or our mailing address is 131 Old Farms Road, Glastonbury, Connecticut, 06073.
And Jeremy, I know that there's talk of donations and matching. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So we're proud to announce today that Nutmeg would be willing to match any donation that the listeners call in on.
Our listeners
here, any donation that they call in, as long as they send that to the organization, they can donate on the website, they can send us a check, and we'd like to do that for the next 2 days. So we're hoping that all the listeners...
Where should they call? If they're listening right now and they want to call and make a donation, where do they call?
Well, mcldet40.org, or the mailing address would be good to just send a check to.
Okay.
So 131 Old Farm Road, okay, and this is...
That's in Glastonbury.
In Glastonbury, yep. 06073. You got that? You folks out there who would like to make a donation, all right? 131 Old Farm Road, 06073. Also, people going by Monaco Ford can drop off donations, too, over in Glassbury. They can drop donations off there.
Sure,
right?
That'd be great if they want to come in.
And they can drop them off at Nutmeg Technologies in South Windsor as well.
Oh, that's fabulous.
279 Nutmeg Road South in South Windsor, Connecticut. We'd be happy to accept them and get them over to Michael.
Oh, this is terrific. And again, you said Nutmeg will match the donations.
Match the donations up to $1,500 for any of the listeners here today.
Wow, that is phenomenal. I mean, that's terrific. I know also that we've got the hike, and then there's the event itself from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., open to the public. This is on May 20th, a Saturday. Cost is $5. And, I mean, you've got everything there from live music to food trucks, guys.
Absolutely.
We're trying to make it fun for the families, too. We have a flag line that will be waiting for us for our reception when we all hike into the event. So it should be pretty neat. Hopefully we have a ton of people there waiting for us. We're looking to arrive somewhere around 11 in the morning. And then hopefully all this funding basically helps our war on veteran suicide. Right now, the number recently was at 22. You're starting to see studies that the number's dropping. I think that's great that it's dropping, but it needs to end. It's a terrible, terrible epidemic, and that's really what our main focus is at this point.
Yeah, talk a bit more about that, because that's such a significant story, veterans and suicide.
Right. There's a ton of studies out there, and it's not just any age group or any branch that it's specific to. So that's why it's very important for us to have veterans from all branches hiking, because we're trying to help as many veterans as possible. I mean, I'm a Marine, you know, that's in my blood, but every veteran is very important to us. So it's not just per branch that we really care about. We want to help everybody. And like I said, it's not just a certain age group that's doing this. If you read some studies, some of the, you know, men and women are in their 50s and 60s, and that is something that's really, really important for us to try and help these people.
Now, again, how many veterans have you already signed up?
156.
156.
That's going to be quite a sight on the streets in Glastonbury. So. We did hire police already, so we're in good shape there. So
you have your route all
mapped out. We have it all plotted out.
13 miles.
It's downhill the whole way. So if anybody's looking, we have safety vehicles, water, all that. So we do have some veterans that are in their late 70s that are hiking with us.
Wow.
So anybody that's willing to hike as much as they want, they can get in a safety vehicle whenever they'd like to. We're not going to yell or make fun of them. So,
have to do the 13.
They'll
right?
be pointing fingers at us laughing while we're all sweating. Yeah. One of my good friends, a buddy that's an amputee, he's going to be hiking with us with his prosthetic. So
really?
We got lot of Purple Heart veterans coming out. And so it's a really impressive group.
What time does the hike start?
We're meeting at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
So, we won't step off till 5:30, but we're meeting at 4 a.m. because we need to get it done in the morning before we get to the event.
Well, I want you to know, Michael, and I've been with you, the family, for a long time, and the veterans, and also our very, very special guests from Nutmeg. I will be there from 10:30 until 2 to MC for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Brad.
I will. I'll be there that day.
Terrific, Brad.
Unbelievable.
I know, Michael, you've got a couple of sponsors you'd like to recognize.
Yes, we have the Cardinal House in Glastonbury, Connecticut. It's a bed and breakfast, actually owned by a nice couple, Mike Lepore and Nancy Lepore. Mike is a member of our detachment. He's actually one of the main reasons why we're still together. They've really, really done a lot for us. And we have T&J Auto Body in East Hartford, also another family business. That's who my business uses. I don't know why anybody would go to anybody else to get their car fixed. These guys are unbelievable, great family, and they take care of you like your family. So I'd really like to thank them.
Talk a bit more about the detachment, Michael, because you said there was a time apparently where it might have been languishing, but you're working hard to keep it together.
Right. So what's happening is, you know, obviously we have guys and girls from all ages. It is the Marine Corps League detachment, but we do take veterans from every branch. It's very important to us to try and reach out to these veterans that are getting out of the military and they feel kind of lost. The camaraderie is what you miss most of the time. I know that's what affected me, kind of just missing rubbing elbows with the guys and just the old time. So the camaraderie that we've built together is the best thing. I feel it's our best medicine. And helping others really does a good job, kind of just making you feel a lot better about yourself and keep pushing forward, because these guys and girls keep getting out. And they need a home when they get out. So that's what we've basically made it into, that we're their home. They can come find us. We meet once a month in Glastonbury, but we do have veterans from every branch. So,
and, you know, Jeremy, you said something before that really resonates with me, and that is Nutmeg is able to be here. We're able to be here behind this microphone. We're able to be doing our jobs and our careers because people served our country.
Absolutely, Dan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, helping support our freedom and giving us these great opportunities for this free enterprise and the ability to prosper and, you know, work hard. I don't think we'd have that opportunity if it wasn't for, in fact, I know we wouldn't have it, it wasn't for our services and what they've done for our country. And $5 on May 20th to come out and support. I mean, just take a look at the things that are going to be there for us. You're going to have a tug of war, plenty of stuff for the kids, a bounce house, face painting, food trucks.
Live music.
I don't know where else you're going to get your money's worth. I mean, $5, that's just tremendous. We're so excited to be there.
Well, Dan and I, right up until the time of May 20th. Certainly we'll be promoting this
sure.
on our program.
We'll remind people about it. Again, the address, Brad, some information. If people want to make a donation now, remember, Nutmeg Cares will match the donation up to $1,500.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. Give that info, Brad.
131 Old Farm Road, 06073. 131 Old Farm Road, 06073, and your address?
279 Nutmeg Road South in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Do it again.
279 Nutmeg Road South, South Windsor, Connecticut, 06074. And they can give us a call at area code 860-899-2000. We'd be happy to meet with them, collect those donations, and get them over to Michael.
That's terrific. And Michael, again, you've got a website. If people want to donate that way, how do they go about doing it?
That's MCL. DET40.org. MCLDET40.org. The website's pretty self-explanatory. And just go to donations and anything that you feel fit. We'd really appreciate the funding.
Okay.
That's terrific.
All right. I can't wait.
Well, we got about a minute left. Any favorite stories about events of this nature in the past? Anything stick out in your mind, Michael?
I'm just really excited about our growth. I mean, last year we had 23 veterans hiking. Right now we're at 156.
Whoa.
Just imagine the presence that we're going to have in town.
You're going to have more by the time Dan and I
sure. By the time you get, we're going to triple this.
Remember, there's room for 200, right?
Yeah, there's definitely. So, or over. I mean, why not?
Or over.
And Brad's going to be there at the finish line now. So
we should have 250 at least.
Easy.
Whose idea was it to do the hike?
It's actually myself and a good friend of mine, Matt Gibbons. He's at Duke Law right now. So this was 5 years ago. We sat together and Purple Heart Marine from Afghanistan.
Wow.
And we're not going to have him here, but he's going to be home in a few years. And hopefully, if anybody gets in trouble, he can bail us all out.
This
is fabulous.
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous. May 20th, my friends. Yes, May 20th, 2017. The war on veteran suicide, we're going to work on that and so many other things, and it's all because of folks like you just met right here next to us. And a special salute to our good friends at Nutmeg Cares and Monocle 4, too, the whole Monocle family's involved. God bless them all, and God bless you, my friends.